So we're just gonna take a deep breath and relax. It's such a joy to give ourselves permission to let go and breathe slowly and deeply and just sink into that beautiful well of peace that underlies all of the activity all the time. That peace, that beauty, that love, that light is ever there at the center. And we are that. The very essence of our being, our inner being, is that. The infinite, eternal aspect of who we are is right here at the center. And the circumference, there is nowhere that the love is not. And we can feel the love. We can feel into the love. And we can choose to be the love. And open our hearts to the beauty and the harmony and the grace of life in powerful and wonderful ways. And so I have two quotes from Abraham. The first one is from January 15th of this year. And it's, the question is about acting as if. And Abraham answered, let's say you're standing in a place where you happen to work at feeling good. Because something has just happened where you were aware of something unwanted. And you've launched a rocket and there's another end of the stick. And so you've decided to deliberately pivot to look at it in a more positive way. And one of the ways you're trying out here is, well, I'll just act as if. But the thing we want to emphasize here is that when you're aware of something less than wanted, and when you've decided to act as if it's more wanted, then you're still standing in the awareness of the shift that you want to make. And it's slow going because you're sort of moving back and forth between, I've got this, but I want this. I've got this, but I want this. Not much shifts in your point of attraction. Rather than saying, act as if on the subject, where it's pretty hard to act as if because there's evidence to the contrary. What if instead you just change the subject? Because instead of acting as if you were happy on the subject, you focused your mind on something where you are already happy. You're not acting as if, you're actually looking at an easy existing match. And you're authentically feeling better. So play with this a little while. You're at the point where we know you can do this. Rather than acting as if something that hasn't happened yet is happening, which is a bit of a stretch, why not look at something wonderful that already is happening and use it for the reason for your point of attraction? You've already asked in step one. Contrast and variety helped you do that. And source is already focused there and only there on the results that you want. And the law of attraction is responding to what your inner being is feeling. And you want to join your inner being. So what if you're really looking for is feeling good no matter what? And what if the answer that comes to you over and over again is, I want to feel good right now. What's the easiest way? What's the easiest subject I could focus on that would cause me to offer up vibration in response to what does feel good? Really good, Abraham said. So that was January of this year. Now we want to fast forward to September 24th and how that message has evolved. The questioner said, So I have about an hour at a coffee shop while my mom is at Sunday school. And thinking about my inner being as this hour at the coffee shop with me makes me spread into it feeling fantastic. Whereas before, with just I in there, I was thinking it felt a little squashy and skimpy. So thank you for that new game. That's really fun and cool. So the new game is my inner being is here with me. In this hour, my inner being is right here with me. And then the questioner went on to say, on the last couple of broadcasts, I realized I was holding the vortex as something far away. And it's right here. I've used so many processes to sort of cozy up to it and keep it in view. And just to really take in that it's been right here all along. It is right here. Could you say more to support us? To really know how close it is? Abraham said, well, the vortex is as close as changing the station on your radio dial or on your television. It's not really proximity in terms of distance. It's proximity in terms of vibration. Proximity in terms of emotion. So the game that you're referencing, we were encouraging you to pretend you are your inner being or try to get a sense of how your inner being is enjoying this moment in time. What's your inner being seeing in that coffee shop? What is your inner being knowing about the people around you or about the evolution of the business or about all the tracks that have been laid down to cause this moment to come to culmination? What's the level of appreciation that your inner being is feeling in such a mundane little place, this one little coffee shop on planet Earth? How much pleasure can your inner being get out of a focused point of view or a narrow point of view or a narrow point in time? It's a wonderful game to play because your inner being is the culmination of all that you have ever lived. And your inner being is magnificently present with you in every moment, tuned to the best. The question that we're asking all of you is, are you tuned to the best? So what Abraham is encouraging us is to find the easy existing matches in the present moment and tune ourselves to the best possible vibration that feels the best right now. Often, it means getting off the subject and distracting ourselves with a wonderful dog that's just come into the frame of knowing that we have these glorious fur face family members that we adore and that we love to pet. That is a wonderful, easy existing match for many of us, whether it's a dog or a cat or a beloved person that we live with or a dear friend that we absolutely adore. We have lots of easy existing matches to love. In the present moment, take a moment and tune in to how your inner being feels about a pet or a person that you love. See if you can expand that feeling of love that you're feeling in your heart. And let some of that incredible appreciation that your inner being has for this other being on the planet that you adore. What does your inner being see in this one that's lovable? Your inner being is seeing those same physical characteristics that you like. Beautiful hair or soft fur or lovely eyes. Your inner being knows all that. But your inner being is also connecting with the inner being of this other. There is an infinite, eternal relationship between you and this one. Abraham said all relationships are eternal. So there's beautiful ones that come into our lives for a reason or a season or a lifetime. But all of those relationships are eternal. And our inner beings are in harmony with the inner beings of this other one. Take a moment and see if you can look through the eyes of Source and see the infinite love that this one represents. See if you can feel your heart expand in your awareness of that beautiful love that is so much bigger than this moment in time and space, but stretches out through the years of your physical relationship, even if it's only been a day or a year or 10 years or 40 years, but also that endless eternal love that joins you, that is you, that is this other. And there is a oneness between you that transcends the moment. Breathe into the love. And allow that love to continue to expand. If this is feeling good, you can continue to add other physical beings to the list. People that you know and love, people that you've known who are now non-physical that you love, and connect to their inner beings that they are now one with in non-physical. And just let yourself expand as your inner being joins their inner being. And you can go beyond this physical time-space reality and connect with the infinite eternal nature of those ones as well. Those beloveds who who are ever available to us. Abraham tells us all the time that Esther's relationship with Jerry is better now, even that it was as extraordinary as it was when he was on the planet. Amazing example for us to explore. And if that feels good, take that out as far as it feels good. But if you'd like something else to ponder, I would suggest you simply look at yourself and ask how your inner being sees you. Sometimes I look in the mirror and I feel critical. Other times I look in the mirror and I see through the eyes of Source. I see my radiant smile or my sparkly eyes or my flowing hair. I see something about my physical nature that I appreciate. I appreciate the strength and flexibility of my body. I appreciate the ability to breathe and see and hear and taste and touch. My inner being ever appreciates this physical body that is mine and moves in it and through it and as it all day long, every day for all my life. But my inner being knows me beyond that, even beyond the physical years that I've been on the planet, into the infinite, eternal nature of my being and the infinite, eternal nature is itself love. So my inner being basks in the love that is the truth of my being 100% of the time. So give yourself a moment to feel into how your inner being experiences you as a beautiful temporal being, as a physical being, and as an infinite and eternal being of love. Let your heart expand as you encompass more and more of the love that is the truth of who you are. Your inner being always loves you, always sees the best of you, always knows the vortex version of you, where you're realizing all the dreams that you have, where you're receiving all the good that you've asked for, where you're loving your life expansively, joyfully, friskily, enthusiastically, allowing the love that you are to expand. Expanding that love for yourself. Just being the love. Let that love that is the truth of your being flow through all your body from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. Let it resonate with the healing, loving energy in every organ, cell, and system of your body. Feel the ease, feel the balance, feel the power of love moving through you unconditionally. It's the very essence of who you are. We are love. That's the Alpha and the Omega. The opening word and the bottom line. The truth beyond time, space, reality is the expansiveness of love. And so as we simply breathe into the love, and this meditation comes into the end moments, we can stop and stretch a little bit, wriggle around, maybe shrug our shoulders or move in a way that releases something nicely and easily. And we can come back into our physical awareness and open our eyes when we feel ready. And remember that we are love. And so it is.